some halachas for a few minutes. So continuing in Sefer Halichos, Ben Adam Chavero, some of the introductory halachas on interpersonal conduct throughout the day. So yesterday we started talking a little bit about things related to tefillah, about using other people's tallis and tefillin, about elongating one's tefillah when it prevents the tzibur from going on. So in Halacha Ches, he writes, Hamarech betfilas amida lo yamal lihisbala ma'achare chavero. Someone who takes a longer time to daven should not stand behind somebody else. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to walk within four amos, within 6 feet of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. So let's say you're 8 amos behind somebody, but then they're going to take their 3 steps back. So then they might enter your you're 6 amos behind somebody. When they take their steps back, they're going to enter your 4 amos. So that means that they can't take their steps back. So somebody takes a longer time to daven should make sure that they don't stand behind somebody else. Kedesh lo yakvu b'siyum tefilaso. In order to not prevent the other person from taking their steps back, because you're not allowed to step back in front of somebody who's davening. So if you take a longer time to daven, and there's somebody who takes less time to daven, so you shouldn't daven behind the person who takes less time in order to make sure that you're not preventing them from finishing their Shmona Esrei. So let's say somebody is happened to be standing in a place where people are passing by. So I'm suggesting maybe you're allowed to pass in front of them when it's necessary. Think about this issue in the Kesser Torah Shtibul. So sometimes, depending on which Mincha Maariv you go to, so it can be extremely packed in there. It's like, let's say it's Mincha, you walk in 2 minutes late, everyone's davening Shmona Esrei. Well, there's not really much, not everyone, some people are standing by the door, and sometimes there's more room further up. So in order to even enter, you have to be able to walk in front of people. So it seems like, according to this, that would be acceptable. He cites this in the name of Rav Moshe Sternbach. Okay. People who speak during davening and during leaning, so they sin and they cause sin, and their sin is very great to bear. Because A, you're causing people to not have their tefillos accepted. They're not going to be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah and to fulfill the communal obligations there. And on the other hand, sometimes people who actually want to be able to daven, and there's people who are talking nearby, it can be very frustrating. Mai said that the year before I came here, I spent Rosh Hashanah at my in-laws, and I was in the middle of my Shmona Esrei Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. And there would be these two guys who were just having a nice conversation. They didn't realize that they were standing in glare 2 feet in front of me, which itself is an issue to have been standing in front of me in the first place. They had this nice conversation without paying attention. They were so close I could tap them on the shoulder. And I did tap them on the shoulder because it was kind of bothersome that I was trying to finish my Shmona Esrei and they were talking. But on the one hand, sometimes talking is a kiyumin bein adam l'chaveiro. It's good to have good interpersonal relationships, but in a way that disturbs others, it's something to obviously be concerned about. Halacha yud, aser l'nashik banim k'tanim v'veis haknesses. One may not kiss younger children in shul. K'dei l'gbo b'libo she'en ahava k'avas hamakom baruch hu. So by kissing one's children, it's an appropriate display of affection. In a certain sense, obviously we're not talking about anything that's forbidden in other contexts, but to show affection to one's children that way, so it might potentially undermine the fact that when you're in shul, you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that kind of love is reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not proper to kiss children and shul, one's own kids, niece, nephew, grandchildren, great niece and nephew, etc. So Lav Davka Ktanim Af Gdolim, this would be true about adults also. Chaza Baal Yisimcha Yedidim Shul Nifkashu Zman Rav. It doesn't happen so much in Ashkenazi shuls, but in Sfarim shul, in certain Mizrahi communities, it's a cultural norm for men to kiss each other on the cheek. But again, that's also not appropriate in shul because that expression of love in shul is only appropriate for Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? For example, kissing Sefer Torah. Chen yesh noagin l'nashek yidei aviv hayored min abim alachar shalal l'Torah. There's some people who have the practice to, let's say if their father has an aliyah, so to kiss his hand perhaps would be acceptable. That is brought down in the name of the Ben Ish Chai again. So there might be certain cultural norms around that, but even so, the general prohibition of kissing remains regardless of norms outside of Shul.